Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, everyone, and this time around, we're going to start out with Duke performances. The phone number over at the university for the performances section is 919-660-3356. All right, on Wednesday, July 13th, Music in the Gardens, it's William Tyler and Jake Zierskis Fussell. Tyler is the guitarist every musician wants in their band. He's played with everyone from Lamb Chop to Silver Jews to His Golden Messenger. And Tyler found a kindred spirit when he produced the acclaimed debut album by Durham's Jake Fussell, a spare and soulful collection of folk and blues songs. Wednesday, July 20th, also, Music in the Gardens, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. This rootsy North Carolinian may be the most buzzed-about new songwriter in folkdom, wrote the Boston Globe about Carrboro's Jonathan Bird. He displays John Prine's gift for stark little songs that tell big, complex stories, Guy Clark's lean melodicism, Lyle Lovett's rhyme mischief, and Bill Morrissey's knack for the revealing image. Wednesday, July 27th, again, Music in the Gardens, this time Black Twig Pickers, and they're an old-time Appalachian string band with their eye on the future. The rough carpentry of these songs lets the dust fly, lets the grain show, but the songs are all the purer, all the sweeter for their scuffs, raved Pop Matters. This foursome, rooted in Southwest Virginia, play an exuberant blast of banjo, fiddle, and hoedown rhythm, and that's declared by the Financial Times. For Duke performances, no events scheduled in August thus far. However, coming up on the next event after that is Saturday, September 17th. That is Chompy Concert Number 1, featuring Julianne Baird, the soprano. Okay, IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh is coming up very soon, September 30th through October 1st, featuring the lineup of the usual cast of IBMA regulars, Del McCoury and the Steep Canyon Rangers, rising through breakthrough acts, Becky Buller, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and a few wild cards. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. On a 50-year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Here's the Red Hat Amphitheater lineup for Friday, September 30th. Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. On Saturday, October 1st, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and Illard Time Out, Steep Canyon Ranges, Del McCoury Band, and the Kruger Brothers. The Bluegrass Ramble Nightclub shows will feature 30 bands, including four from North Carolina, as well as acts from the United Kingdom and Italy. The Ramble venues are Lincoln Theater, King's Architect Bar, Longview Vintage Church, and Poorhouse. That's the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh, September 30th through October 1st. Speaking of downtown Raleigh, Oak City 7 and Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's premier summer concert series. Those events take place on Fayetteville Street, City Plaza. Admission is free to the public. The concerts take place every Thursday from 5 to 10:30 through Labor Day. Pickin' in the Plaza takes place every other Thursday with Oak City 7 playing the weeks in between. This is produced by Deep South Entertainment. Our summer concert series is 100% sponsor-driven and not utilizing any taxpayer money. Here's the schedule, starting with Pickin' in the Plaza, July 14th, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, and Honey Magpie. July 28th, Old Habits and the Carmonas. August 11th, the Outliers and Jonah Riddle and Carolina Express. And August 25th, Christiane and the Strays and Fireside Collective. And the schedule for Oak City 7, July 21st, it is Orquesta Gardel, DeBonzo Brothers, and Lemon Sparks. August 4th, Craven Melon, the Balsa Gliders, and Cahill's Power of the Tongue. August 18th, Casey Tyndall, The Nasty Habits, and The Roman Springs. And September 1st, the Soul Psychiatric celebrates the life and music of Prince, Captain in the Keels, and Loudersill. At Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, Friday, August 5th, the Mads are back. Trace Ballou and Frank Conniff, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 stars, are taking movie riffing back on stage in their new live show. The show is at 8 on Friday, August 5th, and tickets start at $23.50. Friday, August 26th, the Beautiful Exchange Musical. The McRae Brothers for the return of the hit gospel stage play, The Beautiful Exchange Musical. All right, at North Hills, the Midtown Beach Music Series is in its ninth season, Thursday nights at the Commons at North Hills. July 14th, Blackwater Rhythm and Blues. July 21st, it's North Tower. July 28th, Band of Oz. August 4th, The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. And the Midtown Beach Music Finale Concert is August 11th. North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Special event running July 6th through the 14th, The Light in the Plaza, presented by North Carolina Museum of Art and Theater Raleigh. Also, Saturday, July 30th, it's Eileen Ivers, followed by a screening of Brooklyn. A night of brilliant and affecting entertainment opens with a performance by the virtuosic Irish-American fiddler Eileen Ivers, followed by an outdoor screening of Brooklyn. The Oscar-nominated film tells the story of a young Irish woman's immigration to America in the early 1950s. Saturday, August 13th, Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine, South Carolina native Sam Beam, is back for a special solo performance. With 5 albums, numerous EPs and singles, and the initial volumes of an archive series, Iron and Wine has captured listeners' emotions and imagination with distinctly cinematic songs. Saturday, August 20th, at the North Carolina Museum of Art, it is Jillian Welch. Friday and Saturday and Sunday, September 9th through the 11th, it is Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, fabricating fantastical worlds with the most ordinary of materials. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention has been wowing audiences for over 15 years. Each year's production is new and original, and all feature giant puppets, stilt dancers, shadow puppets, and great live music. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Art in the Evening series, which is held on Friday evenings at 5:30, no ticket required. July 15th, Jim Crew Trio. July 22nd, it is the Onyx Club Boys. July 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. August 5th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. August 12th, Teacup Gin, Unplugged. Okay, Carrie's 2016 Sertoma Series. The following concerts are free and open to the public at Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. Only one event left in that series. Saturday, August 13th, Charm City Junction, sponsored in part by Pinecone. From dance-inducing old-time rhythms and foot-stomping Irish melodies to hard-driving bluegrass, Charm City Junction creates a fresh soundscape that keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. The band is comprised of four talented and promising acoustic musicians. Performance is at 6 on Saturday, August 13th. Two events left in Carrie's Starlight Concert Series. The Starlight Concert Series is a lively series of free Friday night concerts that features musical styles from near and far. Each concert takes place in the beautiful gardens of Paige Walker Arts and History. July 22nd, it is Polka Night with the Polka Bus Plus Band, and July 29th, it is Jamrock. Starlight Concert favorite Jamrock returns to fill the air with their authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including lovers rock, oldies, dance hall, and roots music. Celebrate the band's Jamaican influence and origins. The show starts at 7. And a special note, food and lawn chairs are permitted, but please leave alcoholic beverages and pets at home. Concerts may be canceled or rescheduled in the event of inclement weather. Moving on to the community of Clayton, Town Square Concert Series. Every month through September, more than 1,000 people crowd into Town Square for these popular and free concert events. This year, the Town of Clayton and the Clayton Downtown Development Association are ushering in some great changes and improvements, expanding the concert venue set up to accommodate more vendors, more community groups, more food and beverages, and a better all-around concert experience. Concerts start at around 7 p.m. Here's the lineup coming up Thursday, July 21st. It is Ken Knox and Company with the executives. Former chairman of the board member Ken Knox continues his Carolina Beach music legacy with this band, Ken Knox and Company. Their show is filled with timeless hits like Give Me a Little More Time, On the Beach, and everyone's favorite, Carolina Girls. Saturday, August 20th, Town Square Concert in Clayton, Casey Tindall and the Big River Band. If Hank Jr. and Joan Jett were to have a kid, she would be Casey Tindall. That's how entertainers have described our August headliner, and we love that combo. Born in Rocky Mount, this 19-year-old singer-songwriter is bringing her Eastern North Carolina brand of country to Nashville. She first gained traction as a sophomore at East Carolina University when she won a contest on WQDR Radio 94.7 and got to sing a duet with country megastar Keith Urban at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. And Thursday, September 15th, the Town Square Concert, Natural Wonder. The Town Square Concert Series ends on a high note with Natural Wonder, the ultimate Stevie Wonder cover band. Gabriel Bello and Natural Wonder mimic the limitless voice and instrumental skills of the very talented Stevie Wonder. And then September 14th through 18th, and it's the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. This is a five-day festival that includes family-friendly events each day. Join us in downtown Clayton for amazing food vendors, family entertainment, hands-on activities for the kids, local talent performances, concerts, carnival rides, and much more. It's a great way to celebrate Clayton's culture and history. Moving on to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, there are two events left in summer at the Springs Concert Series. Bring blankets and chairs to sit on the lawn and enjoy live music from local bands. Beer and wine concessions are on site, as well as a different food truck at each concert. All concerts are held Friday evenings from 6:30 to 9. And once again, this is at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, July 22nd, Grass Street Bluegrass Band. Grass Street, based in central North Carolina, has entertained fans of all ages since 2003. Their mixture of original material and bluegrass standards, along with their unique ability to cover musical styles ranging from rock to blues to jazz, set them apart from the average bluegrass band. August 12th, it's the Holiday Band. Based in North Carolina, the group has played dates in 11 states. Notable performances include the Lincoln Center in New York, the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, Grove Park Inn in Asheville, and Carolina Inn in Pinehurst. All right, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Carolina Puppet Theater, an enchanting puppet experience, creatively entertaining audiences with high-energy antics. Coming up June 7th, that's already gone. July 19th, Three Little Fish. August 2nd and 16th, The Green Mermaid. September 6th and 20th, it is Teddy Bear Month. Nightdale events. Saturday, September 10th, it's K-Fest, a.k.a. Nightdale Kid Festival. The mission of K-Fest is to connect youth with local nonprofits, educational, and cultural arts opportunities they may not otherwise be exposed to. This collaborative effort of community partners plays an important role in strengthening the educational component in Nightdale and Eastern Wake County. The festival will be held from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Nightdale Station Park Amphitheater. And the Nightdale Station Park Amphitheater is hosting a concert series starting Thursday, August 4th. The weekly concerts run from 6 to 9, are free, and if attending, you are welcome to bring chairs or a blanket for seating. Food trucks and activities for the youngsters will be available for additional costs. Moving to the Garner Performing Arts Center on Garner Road, August 11, 12, and 13, it's Susicul Jr. Garner's award-winning talented teens and kids pack the auditorium every summer with their magnificent shows, and this August will be no exception. Join Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, the Who's, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters in this fantastical musical extravaganza. Then later, October 21, 22, 28, and 29, Boeing. Winner of the 2008 Tony Award, Best Revival of a Play. This is the revised 2008 Broadway Revival Edition, a 1960s French farce adapted for the English-speaking stage, features self-styled Parisian Lothario Bernard, who has Italian, German, and American fiancés, each beautiful airline hostesses with frequent layovers. That's Boeing in October at Garner Performing Arts Center. Taking a look at some of the festivals and events occurring around North Carolina. July 16th, it is Farmer's Day in China Grove. Then there's the Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. That's also July 16th. July 17th, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. July 22nd, Kannapolis Movies in the Park. July 23rd, Beach Blast in Kings Mountain. And Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. July 30th, Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. August 4th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 5th, Kannapolis Movies in the Park. August 5th and 6th, Salisbury Summer Sip. And August 12th and 13th, Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 13th, Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. Then August 13th and 14th, the Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 20th, Hot Nights Cool Rides Car Show in Forest City. August 21st, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. Then August 25th through the 27th, it's the Winterville Watermelon Festival. American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn free concert series is Thursday evenings through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. July 28th, it's the Stray Birds with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. August 11th, the Black Lilies with John Stickley Trio. August 25th, the Gibson Brothers with Hank, Patty, and The Current. And then the final show in the series, this is September 8th, Dom Fleming's duo with the South Carolina Broadcasters. And then, just in case you're not aware, there are numerous scenic train rides in North Carolina. Right here in the Triangle, about 30 miles southwest of Raleigh, there's the New Hope Valley Railway located in Bonsall. Hour-long excursions run over 4.5 miles of track with open-air passenger cars pulled by either diesel or steam locomotives. Typically, weekend ride days are the second Sunday and last Saturday of each month during the season. If you're headed for the mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad in Bryson City offers Nantahala Gorge and Tuckasegee River excursions over the old tracks of the Western North Carolina Railroad. 44-mile-long Nantahala Gorge trips proceed along the Tuckasegee River into the Nantahala River Gorge after crossing the Fontana Lake Trestle. Don't forget about Tweetsie Railroad, Blowing Rock. Tweetsie began operations in 1957, and over the years, a theme park was developed around the 3-mile-long train ride. Then there's the North Carolina Transportation Museum. The museum is located on the site of the Southern Railway Steam Locomotive Repair Facility in Spencer. The story of the Spencer shops reaches back more than a century. In 1894, famed New York financier J.P. Morgan created the Southern Railway. The new Spencer Shop complex, begun in 1896, was located halfway between Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Spencer Shop's mission was to repair steam locomotives that hauled Southern's passenger trains and freight trains filled with North Carolina furniture, textiles, tobacco, and produce. For many years, between 2,500 and 3,000 people worked in the shops. The museum is largely devoted to the state's railroad history. However, its collection also includes exhibits of automobiles and aircraft. You can find out more information online at nctrains.org. Okay, taking a look at the lineup for Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. Coming up Friday, July 15th, it is Ray LaMontagne. Saturday, July 16th, Steve Miller Band. Wednesday, July 20th, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, along with Melissa Etheridge. Friday, July 22nd, Peter Frampton and Greg Ullman. Sunday, July 24th, it's 311 and Matus Yahoo. Okay. Friday, July 29th, Maxwell with Fantasia. Saturday, July 30th, Slightly Stupid. Sunday, July 31st, it's Philip Phillips and Matt Nathanson. Then the first event in August is Friday, August 6th, Carnival of Madness featuring Shinedown. And, of course, there's events, of course, for the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass Show, as well as Friday, September 9th, there's events from Hopscotch. Okay, Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater, Regency Parkway in Cary. Monday, July 18th, Flight of the Conchords, sing Flight of the Conchords. Friday, July 22nd, Wheels of Soul Tour featuring Tedeschi Trucks Band, Los Lobos, and North Mississippi All-Stars. Friday and Saturday, August 5 and 6, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, August 7th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Wednesday, September 14th, a ZZ Top with special guest Government Mule. Thursday, September 15th, the Lumineers, the Cleopatra World Tour. And Friday, August 7th, at Cocobooth, Alabama, with the Charlie Daniels Band. They also show some movies there at Booth Amphitheater. Movies by Moonlight, presented by Wake Med. Friday, July 15th, it is Pitch Perfect 2, PG-13. Thursday, July 21st, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, PG-13. Friday, July 29th, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, PG-13. Friday, August 12th, Zootopia, PG. And Friday, August 19th, Chef, which is rated R. Coastal Credit Union Park at Walnut Creek. Thursday, July 14th, Florida-Georgia Line, Cole Swindell, the Cadillac 3, and Kane Brown. Friday, July 22nd, Dirks Bentley, Randy Hauser, Cam, and Tucker Beathart. Saturday, July 23rd, Cool and the Gang. Sunday, July 24th, Gwen Stefani and Eve. Tuesday, July 26th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Kevin Gates, and Gene Aiko. Thursday, July 28th, Counting Crows and Rob Thomas. Then moving into August on Friday, August 12th, it is the Dixie Chicks. Okay, and finally, coming up, Hopscotch Music Festival, September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh, with more than 140 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. There's no increase in ticket pricing from last year, with VIP wristbands currently going for $200, and 3-day wristbands are $135. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.